used to read Wizard magazine. Marvel versus DC. I don't want to fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 353 on a snowy Wednesday.
It's snowing anymore. But.
Well, yeah, but the roads are a little yucky, so. Young Dave did not come because of the bad roads, so that's okay. We'll forgive him for that. He says he only travels in snow on the December 24th and 25th. So
well, that's because he's got the reindeer,
right? And it takes, you know, they're off road. They have good off road capabilities. So that's okay. We'll give him a pass tonight.
Reindeer hand controls.
Well, of course you do. Yeah. He's got the rudder. No, there's no rudder. I am Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Spencer,
Josh,
Pat.
What are you laughing about?
Your reindeer rudder.
I figure, yeah, how else do you control it?
Reins?
Directionally.
The reins.
Well, I get that, but I'm just
pull their face this way a little bit, pull their face that way a little bit.
It's fly by wire. He has one control.
Like, I'm just picturing, like, I'm turning the rudder in the air. What's that?
Well, it could affect it. You know.
Colin would have, like, a really long pole with a carrot.
Didn't you ever go on one of those amusement park rides where you had the thing to move and it changed your angle?
It affects it if you're being propelled, like, by an engine, but if you have the reindeer pulling you, I don't think the rudder will affect how the sleighs are, like, flopping back
and
forth.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm sorry. I didn't think it through.
Do we need to give you a crash course in avionics?
No.
Ooh, let's do an avionics podcast.
Okay, so
let's retool this thing.
Yeah. I think that's what people will like. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Every week we just do something totally different.
Had a guy ask me about the Comics Now video today, and I was just like, wait, so you're the guy that watched it? Okay. Yeah. Like, I'm always amazed when somebody mentions,
what was his question?
I heard you guys talk. He was wondering why I never seem to talk about Aspen Comics. And I said, well, the problem with them is most of their number ones are like Fathom Volume 7 number one. So it's not like a real true number one. So most of their stuff, you know, I'm not going to highlight, you know, Fathom Volume 7, you know, so.
Never talk about Boundless.
No, you're correct. Because I view it as a family show, so I try to.
We don't have to graphically say what.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, but I mean, most of their descriptions are, you know. You know, Helena takes on two guys at once, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So, those are disturbing books. Every once in a while, I flip through one just to make sure they're still as insane as always.
Okay.
No.
I went to the strip club just to make sure I knew how to go to the strip club.
No, not pouring over, but just opening, going, yep, jeez.
Yep, women are still naked.
Not it honestly.
Still wasn't a good place to bring kids.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fair enough.
Do it for research.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, for science.
So that's what women look like. Any news? Anybody think of anything? I can't remember hearing anything. There's been some new hires and promotions I was just reading about. Heather Antos was just
Valiant.
Hired by Valiant. She was at Marvel, and then she went to a game company.
Yeah, this like online betting kind of thing.
Okay.
Company.
Yeah, I guess it didn't work out, but yeah, I just saw she was just hired by Valiant.
Yeah, which is a good hire, I think.
Boom, I just saw, I just did some promotions with Morgan Perry, who's been our retailer person, just named head of retail marketing, which is odd because I thought that's what she was doing. So I'm not sure what she was doing before, but she's been the one running the retailer program.
I just hired someone else too recently. I can't remember who it was though.
Okay.
They've had a couple.
Yeah.
A couple hires recently.
Yeah. So Marvel just promoted some guys. Jordan D. White, who did the Short Box podcast with Adam, just got promoted to senior editor. I remember seeing that. Which I hate. The news, because they just quote the press release, but I'm like, okay, but who was the senior? You know, who's he replacing? They never tend to mention those kind of things. And I'm like, they had to have had a senior editor, so who was it? Who's not there anymore?
Yeah, like Heather Antos was hired just as an editor, so.
Right, so she didn't necessarily replace it. But yeah, but like the Jordan D. White thing, I'm like, well, who did he replace?
Have they announced who is replacing Joe Illidge yet?
I don't think they have, no. No.
He's still Fred Piercer as the publisher.
Yeah, right? He's still in charge, yeah. I just got asked to, or LinkedIn, however that works. And it's like, I made a LinkedIn profile. I have never even gone on it. So if you want to, I don't know what even it's called, but
make a connection.
Yeah, something like that. I don't want to say, you know, like or whatever, but it was just, I just
always look at, you're more of a Tinder guy.
I just never, I just never, I don't even go on that.
LinkedIn, not Tinder.
Yeah. Either. Neither, to be honest with you.
Grindr.
Homies and Grindr. Homies and Grindr.
Sorry, Kyle. Be who you are.
Yeah. We do have some questions.
But do we have answers?
We got answers.
To some, I have
answers. Are they appropriate and accurate?
To some, I have answers, which I really don't like.
You don't like the answers you have?
No, one question I don't like. You'll find out. Okay, here we go.
I'm intrigued.
So Nick asks, no, you'll understand. Nick asks, classic actor or director and a comic book property you'd like to see them do? Or Donnie Cates writing Moon Knight, thoughts? I know he's been talking about it a lot online, but he doesn't know anything about Moon Knight. It could be interesting, but I'd rather see somebody on Moon Knight who has a love of the character. I think those tend to do much better.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm busy.
Okay.
So classic director and a...
Yeah, classic actor or director and a comic book property you'd like to see them do. Honestly, I don't know. That's not...
So I guess the actor would be playing a...
Right. I'd like to see Spielberg do a Fantastic Four. I think he could do the Fantastic
Black Hawks or whatever.
Maybe.
Well, that might
but
work.
I can see him.
Is he actually directing it, or is he just like producing it?
I think he's directing.
Okay,
it.
But I think he could do involved. The Fantastic aspect of that in the family. I'm thinking now. I'm going way back to like E.T.
Right.
But I think he could put a good spin on that just based on that.
George Lucas and Howard the. Oh wait, no, that's been done.
I bet Spielberg would do like a good like Tom Strong too.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola, Spectre. I just threw that out there.
Yeah. I can't really think of. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank, and I do apologize, Nick.
Clint Eastwood doing a question movie.
Jonah Hex.
I hate you, Spencer.
Why?
I think Jonah Hex, yeah.
I couldn't see him do
it. I couldn't see him do like a... Because I would look at the question as like kind of like a hard, like kind of detective, like almost noir kind of. Like, I think he could direct that.
I don't know. James Spader, Phantom Stranger. You trying to envision it?
I'm trying to envision that. I'm also trying to think who James Spader might be better for. Thanks, Pat. That's a stretch. Okay. Next question. Ty.
Oh, fine. I guess I won.
Oh, no. What do you got?
You got plenty of chance to jump in.
Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Doing a Batman, but... Not like the Joker, have it strictly like the low level crime guys, like a mob movie.
Okay.
See? Like a Gotham PD kind of?
Yeah.
For Gotham Central.
Something more like that.
Fair enough. Okay.
And Joe Pesci would have to be in it. He could be the Penguin.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, God.
Doing a.
Anything Kirby.
Legion of Superheroes. Or a New Gods.
I could see him doing anything.
I would feel so bad for whoever he hired, but yeah. But see, the problem with Kubrick, with something like that, you know, nowadays you got all green screen. It'd be way too hard to try to do 6,000 takes that way. If it was practical effects, that'd be different. But I don't think like a New Gods would work with practical effects.
A Legion would.
Yeah.
Well, New Gods could work with practical effects. I don't know.
Because you don't want it to look like 2001. You want it to look modern. Obviously, you'd have to raise them from the dead first, but...
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get around that.
The question was classic. A lot of good ideas here. Yeah.
Okay.
Except
Ty,
mine.
Ty asked...
Yeah, that idea was dumb.
Yeah, this one I'm not quite...
follow-up is fine.
Not quite following, so I'm going to leave this one to you guys.
That was his fault. He said Jonah Hex.
The Flash is now weakened by 5% every time someone points out an inconsistency with his powers. Can a random comic book fan deplete his powers entirely before Flash can stop them?
No.
Yeah, no.
Because if you're always doing 5% of the whole, you'll never actually get to zero.
Ooh.
Yep. Basic math.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that someone nerdy enough to ask that nerdy question would know that nerdy answer.
But basically he's thinking, are there 20 inconsistencies you could come up with?
Yeah, but it does have to depend on how fast you got them out before him to...
Before he snaps your neck and kills you. Yeah, yes. That's true.
Just vibrates right through you hard.
Not that Flash would ever kill anybody, but... You'd have Grodd take care of you.
He might just go back in time and make sure you don't get born.
Because him going back in time always works out so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think after the first one, he probably wouldn't be fast enough to be able to do that. He'd just be stuck in a time force, or in speed force, and that'd be it.
So they're saying that a comic book fan could point these inconsistencies out so fast.
Right.
No, because they'd be so smug about it. Yeah. Forever get through those 20 things.
Well, that's if you got like 20 fans doing it all at the same time.
No, because they'd never be able to agree.
Yeah, there'd be debates.
Yeah.
No. I like my original answer better. He'd never get to zero because the math is wrong.
Yep.
Okay, me asks. This is a four-parter.
Four-parter.
Favorite actor to portray Spider-Man.
Did you do those in college once?
To portray Spider-Man film, TV, cartoon, etc. I'm going to go way back, and I forget his name, but the guy who did the TV show in the 70s.
I just want to read what you just said. I'm reading it. I'm fine. I can read upside down. You can keep talking.
I don't like part four. I forget the name of the guy, but whoever the original live action in the 70s, I thought he did a great job. Not a Tobey Maguire fan. Andrew Garfield was okay, but he was too tall. For puny Parker, he didn't make it work.
He was a good
and the current guy, I think, is real good.
Spider-Man, yeah, but he's a bad Peter Parker.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Tobey Maguire was a good Peter Parker, but a bad Spider-Man. Yeah. Where this new guy is
Tom
good
Holland.
At both.
Tom Holland does. Good, I think he's done a great job. He really has done. But every time I see that original guy, I've always.
I was a huge fan of the '90s Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that was real good.
I don't know who voiced him. But...
No, I don't either. But whoever it is, that guy.
Okay,
I'll go with that.
Okay, number two, favorite late night drive through junk food item. I'm going Wendy's double.
Late night drive through junk food item.
If there was a White Castle nearby, it would be White Castle, but that was only in Chicago. We'd go. A friend and I would go out like at 2 a.m. driving downtown Chicago from the suburbs just to get White Castle. But that was a long time ago. In a galaxy far, far, far away.
It's a recent development, but I would have to say a sausage and cheese McMuffin.
Spencer.
I'd probably go.
A slammed hoagie.
Yeah, I'd probably go like a double, like a double stack from Wendy's.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
That's my number two, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Unfortunately, when it's a number two, it burns a little bit.
Fair enough.
It's worth it.
Where do you see Tom King taking Batman's character when he's done writing the Batman book?
Your mom's house.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't think that's a good answer. No. I mean, Batman's going to be put back to normal before he leaves. Whatever the heck is going on now, today's issue was bizarre. But
can he be put back? I mean, one of the things about Batman, at least...
He might have some psychological trauma, but for the next guy, I don't see him being super messed up.
I mean,
or Alfred missing a hand or something. You know.
But like, you know, going back,
he
even
did that ever go anywhere?
Did the hand thing?
Was there ever a point to that?
I don't know. It was just a big shock at the time.
Was it a robot hand?
No, it was his hand.
No, he was just walking around with a nub for a while.
Even like when they broke the bat.
Yeah.
You know, they kept it in continuity, but
But he's always been psychologically kind of off.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, he dresses shit. Up as a big bat person.
Yeah, exactly. Old dude knows what's up.
Okay, and then the last question. The one
I was there when it first started. I know.
The one I'm not fond of. Favorite 1992 Stanley Cup Finals moment? Periods 1 and 2 of Game 1.
I'm not a big hockey guy, okay. So...
I couldn't even remember.
That was the Penguins sweeping the Blackhawks after they went up 4-1 in Game 1. Yeah. So that was just... That was somebody jagging me.
I would have been 10 or 11.
Yeah, but I was being jagged.
And I hate the Penguins, so...
Fair enough.
I watched them, but I couldn't tell you, like, individual moments.
Okay, so then favorite 2010 Stanley Cup moment? Patrick Kane's overtime winner.
Hey, how about Cody Parkey? How'd he do this weekend?
I hope he's moved. And then James from Harrisburg says... I've noticed a number of licensed books getting fairly high praise lately, TMNT, Transformers, Sonic, etc. Is there a series or property that you'd like to see in a licensed book? And then we all know my answer would be Big Jim, but what about the rest of the group? And I do, Big Jim, I think that'd be awesome with, what was it, Steel Fist and Iron Cobra and whatever the names were.
Thunder Lips.
I don't think it was Thunder Lips. That was actually Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
In was it Rocky 2?
Rocky 3.
Rocky 3. Okay.
Clubber Lang.
Yeah. But I would go with Big Jim.
Wacky name.
You want a Thunder Lips book?
I'm just saying. It sounds like a character from Big Jim.
It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome this week on Raw when Hulk Hogan was out giving a little tribute to Gene Okerlund. That was pretty awesome. But yeah, you guys answer that.
Good, Spencer.
Because mostly I think he's referring to you talking about that.
Yeah. Thing. I don't know. I think the last time we had a question like this, I said Twin Peaks, because yeah, I figured there was like a lot of story, you know, still there that you could fit in, you know, that you could work with. I don't know, because, like, a lot of the stuff that, like, I watch and stuff now are already comic-related. There's not much that I don't. Maybe, like, if somebody did, like, like how Hulu has that Castle Rock series where they're, like, playing around with a lot of, like, Stephen King stories. I'm a big fan of him, so maybe if they, like, if company did, like, how Marvel did, like, the Dark Tower there for a while, but do, like, a really good version of some of his, like, you know, some of his stories, like The Stand that Marvel also did was really good, so maybe, like, you know, even if they were just, like, some mini-series, like The Dead Zone, that kind of stuff, I think could be pretty cool.
Anything with Clint Eastwood?
I'm sure there's some old crotchety guy that he could probably play.
You want to see, like, a Dirty Harry book?
Nah, no Dirty Harry.
Jace and the Wheeled Warriors.
You've shown it to me before, but I don't remember the show. Sorry.
Spencer, you know. Tim, do you remember Jace and the Wheeled Warriors?
I remember the one car had a big green buzzsaw.
Hell yeah, there's lots of buzzsaws. Because those cars were like plant vehicle hybrids.
Yeah.
With those crazy buzzsaws and lasers against the people that looked like they were Altaians from Voltron.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. I love that cartoon as a kid. And I'm going to say Quantum Leap. Kind of like a sci-fi, you know,
yep.
Mystery kind of book.
Thundercats.
Thundercats, good.
Yeah, I mean, they...
Ho?
You going pat a ho for?
For sure.
As long as you don't slap me around, it's okay.
He did all, like, pimp stuff.
No,
was like,
Thundercats, ho!
Yeah, no, but you, well, you're just like,
you, ho. You have to be a good pause between.
Yeah.
It's a ho.
It's unnecessary, Colin.
I'm sorry.
We don't name call here.
You're right.
You put
you're
the
right.
emphasis on the wrong syllable. <The emphasis. laughs>
You'll apologize later.
I will apologize.
No, I know DC's done a couple things with them. Or even another match.
There was an Image did a little run of that. Really? A while back. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How would Image do it?
Like an adult Thundercats?
Just they got...
Yeah, I do remember some sort of Thundercats book not too long ago.
They did the Thundercats Masters of the Universe crossover.
That's what part I remember.
That was like 3 years ago, I think, when they did that. But.
Okay. So, who read something? Josh? Or do you want to go later?
Heroes of Crisis?
I read that.
I
really, really, really like that. I thought Clay Mann's art was spectacular.
I remember seeing you tweet about that.
That was amazing.
I've been a fan of his art since he did two Gambit series ago. He was like the first artist on the couple with James Asma. Is that
Asmus?
Who did the first Quantum Woody series.
No, the art was fantastic, but that issue had a lot of like really good just character moments.
I thought the fight between Harley and Batgirl was amazing.
The story doesn't feel like it's moving terribly quickly.
No, this one moved it a little bit more. I love the scene early on with Batman and Flash in the field. I thought that was great. Right, so I guess we know who it is. That's right. And then Wally says Harley, or Booster, and Batman says Harley.
And then
Flash is like, damn it.
Blue Beetle breaking Booster out of Justice.
Yep.
Bros before heroes.
Yep.
It was great.
When they did the Sanctuary scene with Black Canary, I thought that was perfect. Just the one. Screw it.
Mm-hmm.
She's done.
Wonder Woman punching the penny on top of the Batmobile.
Yeah. You couldn't have stopped her?
Now I'm going to break the effing dinosaur. No, it was great. Yeah, that art was fantastic.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, he's going to be a star.
Do you guys really think Blue Beetle was there, or do you think Booster's just crazy?
I think Blue Beetle was there. Tim asked if we thought if Blue Beetle was actually there, or if we thought Booster was just crazy. But I think Blue Beetle actually broke him out.
As if he envisioned the whole breaking out thing, but... Because then else, how did he...
Well, I'd hate to see at the end that this whole thing was somebody's therapy. Because remember how they had the one guy, the lizard guy or whatever, that kept getting shot by the laser, and that was his therapy? If we come to find out this whole series was like Batman's therapy, I'll be pissed.
Well, there's going to be something, because I could be wrong, but I just cannot see them ending this with Wally West still being dead.
No,
Roy Harper, if it was just Roy Harper, I could see them doing that for a little while. But Wally West, with them just bringing him back not too long ago, I can't see it.
But remember, though, there is still Booster. Maybe he goes back in time and fixes that.
Which is still kind of suspect because, I don't care, even that Wally was grieving about Roy, I still don't see how Harley could have snuck up and, I think he would have been able to move or vibrate quick enough for her her not to connect. And even if she, with the connection to be enough to... I understand it's a big mallet, but he's been punched in the face by God. You think he'd be able to handle that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, in the beginning of the series, they were all murdered inside of the house.
No, there's tons of people on the field.
But Roy and Wally were inside the house. I mean, then you could always move the bodies afterwards, but that might not even be the end of the fight. Who knows?
Yeah. No, but just from an overall story standpoint, it hasn't been terribly exciting. No moving very fast, but just all the individual moments add up to be the parts are greater than the whole. I think in this.
Yeah.
I still don't. Understand Lois wanting to be a reporter, but you think she would understand of, hey, maybe not airing everybody's, videos, convention videos. Because that's if whoever's giving them to her is giving them to other people, too. But
so, that's one thing. I got that, it's news, she has to report it, and if she doesn't do something with it, there's to send it to someone else. But yeah, actually showing the videos, although, I mean, if something that happened now, do you think that media outlets would hold back from showing
I just, with her being so entrenched in that community and, you know, being married, like, if it was...
But again, though, to her point, if she doesn't do something with it, then notice send it to someone else. At least if she's doing it, she can control how it goes. Yeah.
And you know, some of the heroes or villains, it doesn't matter. You know, like Black Canary doesn't wear a mask. Superman doesn't wear a mask. But there was a scene where Batman takes his mask off. That one is more problematic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is shaping up. It's moving somewhere. Last couple have been a little slow, but this one really moved nicely.
Super sad issue, Detective Comics.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's another... I can't see that sticking, but maybe it will.
I can see that one sticking for a while, but it happened. There wasn't really a whole lot of buzz about it happening, which is surprising. But Leslie Tompkins got killed. Joker gas. Didn't have an antidote for it. New strain. Mutated strain. And then while Batman is frantically trying to... save her, and then finally...
Yeah,
just,
I love,
you know,
that ding-dinging, I answer the bell much quicker than you.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we got to get you to the hospital. No, Master Damien can perform the surgery. He did it on you. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as Bruce is kind of grieving over Leslie, Alfred is, you know, going to make tea. He's grieving also, then someone's at the door and thinks it's Commissioner Gordon.
So who is this? Somebody knows about the parents, knows Zorro, knows about his basic upbringing by Leslie Tompkins. So
stabs Alfred with a rapier.
Yeah, so who is this? My guess is Hush. Tommy, whatever his name
Elliot.
Is.
Hush. I was thinking Thomas Wayne.
I think that's too much of a... I think it's too easy of a...
Okay, but I'm just saying, somebody that has to know all this stuff.
Well, don't forget, we have, like he just said,
Thomas Wayne. Yeah, yeah. But how much is that going to cross over Batman and Detective? Although I did just read, Tom King said his plan for the next few issues of Batman are foiled by what's going on at Detective, which I thought was interesting. So he's got to change something. So.
Oh, well. Then,
interesting.
And I didn't read that.
It was just a tweet.
Okay.
But yeah, really nice Tomasi and Doug Monkey.
Yeah. I've really...
Monkey does a real good Joker guest face.
This team on Detective.
Yeah.
I was glad to see Tomasi get something else big after.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, great run on Superman.
Leaving Superman. What else here? Action Comics.
I thought that was really good. I read 1004 through 1006 all at once. Mm-hmm. Really good.
In reading like one at a time.
Well, I read them one at a time, but one after another.
So you read them all at once.
Just.
It's like having three chests.
I thought the reveal of who the red mist or the red cloud was a little obvious, but...
Yeah. I think everyone kind of suspected that's who was in it.
Yeah, but still, I think it was done well, and it was interesting that she's kind of enjoying taking on Superman and kind of bragging that she took on Superman.
Yeah. I like the little... the first panel where it always shows, like, his computer and little post-it notes.
The one being the Martian Manhunter sex scene. Yeah.
That was good, but also it stood out to me, like, Greg Rucka on a... Lois Lane book.
Yeah. And then the very last panel or near the end with the mystery woman, you know, having a little thing that they're not saying out loud and stuff. That's interesting.
Yeah. And Batgirl. Batgirl's been really good. Still focusing on this, you know, corruption with GCPD and dealing with the grotesque and the art. But it's kind of tying back to some previous issues where we had someone who's trying to set up Jim Gordon to try and get his position as commissioner now, trying to play both sides of a election and frame the cops frame the cops trying to sway how people are voting. But it's just been a really fun, really well done book. The art's been great. And I think that is it for me. Oh, no, one more. Wonder Woman, I haven't been loving this arc. It's not been bad. It's just been kind of middle of the road with this new creative team. But the artist changed on this issue, and it was significantly better than it has been in the previous issues in this arc. So that was good to see. Spencer?
The Flash?
I did read The Flash. It was all right.
Yeah.
I haven't been loving this whole story about the different forces in his Force quest. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been kind of just meandering on.
The one thing I have liked about this story arc, though, is that somebody got one of the forces and that wasn't a rogue, one of his rogues, and is like, is gonna hopefully maybe be like a new superhero, maybe, like, you know what, yeah. I mean, and like that. So I mean, hopefully they keep up with that, you know. They probably won't mention it for a while, but you know that.
But she also is looking to be a superhero, but she doesn't have that same, you know, black and white moral compass. It's,
yeah.
Or actually, I should say, she's very black and white, no gray area. It's just she wants to go to the extremes to anyone that she believes is in that, you know, evil spectrum.
And I think the force there, that, you know, that strength, I think that has a tendency to mess with people. So I think like that has something to do with like, because how she got all like hulked out, mm-hmm. and stuff when she got a little bit angry.
Well, that's, yeah, because that's part of that strength force. Yeah. Trickster did the, yeah. same thing.
But I like the at least like the end cap of this, where they're going to, I can't remember the name of the island. Was it an island, or was it just a city?
It could be an island. They just said it was like,
but where like all these
Zandia or something.
Yeah, like where all these super villains go, because that's where the next new force is.
The Sage Force user is.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this, well, okay, two favorite parts. First, whenever we saw Commander Cold.
Yeah.
Who is, you know, getting on Barry Allen's couch with Detective Burns when he gets a call from Barry Allen and decides he has to go help him out. But then, yeah, whenever Iris has the plan for them to go undercover as supervillains to sneak into that country, and then the guy with the Sage Horse could read minds and realize that it was, you know, the Flash following them.
Yeah, didn't last all of 5 minutes.
But that ended up being, you know, a huge fan of the Flashes. Yeah. But like that scene where Magpie's right next to Barry Allen,
yeah.
and just, you know, says something to him, and the Irish is getting the character that he starts, you know, just talking shit. But that part was fun.
I do hope that they kind of like this whole Force quest. Like at first, I liked the idea of it, but at least maybe find a way to kick it more in gear or something.
The pacing on it's very slow.
This is why I'm happy whenever, like, with the double shipping, mm-hmm. to kind of, because if it was just, like, once a month, and then it would really feel like it'd be dragging. The Terrifics?
I didn't read that one yet.
It's basically, because, have you read the previous issue, when after they all disband at the end? So, it's basically just kind of showing each character by themselves and how, you know, throughout the whole series, you know, Metamorpho just wanted to be a normal guy, and like it's not all that he cracked up, you know, thought it was gonna be. He's kind of missing the Avenger and finding out like, oh, in the real world where you have to go and get a job, he's not really qualified to do anything, and that kind of stuff. And I don't know who the artist has been for the past couple of issues, but he is really doing a Capullo ripoff. I don't know if you noticed that at all, but it seems like a very kind of Capullo, like kind of cartoony, like art style. But I don't know how much. I kind of hope. Not, I don't want it to get canceled, but I would be kind of looking for.
It's done.
Is it?
Issue 14, I think, is the last one.
Oh, see, I was hearing about the other series, but I didn't hear anything about the Terrifics.
Yeah, he chose to end it at that point.
That's good. I mean, because like, I think as we talked about the series before, like it started out kind of good, but then started to lose some steam going on.
Victor Bogdanovic is the artist on.
I mean, it's not like that it's bad, and I think like he's a newer guy, so it just, you know, it just might be a heavy influence by him.
I don't think he's newer.
I don't.
Colin, has he been
yeah,
out for a while?
I don't.
And the only other really thing I read from last week is Uncanny X-Men, but it's just kind of been more of the.
Yeah, I want to try to. I have all the issues, and I read number one, and I want to get through them, but the number ones tend to take my precedence.
It's just, it's kind of more of the same. Not terrible, not great. Just, I'm kind of looking for them to get through this what's it, like, first, like, 10 issues of this weekly series. And I'm hoping, like, once after that, they can kind of get back to kind of more Star Saturn, because it seems after this, you're going to have Wolverine back, have Cyclops back, get more maybe of an original feel for, you know, what an X-Men title should be. But that's it.
Pat?
Okay. Well, I only read one other one. It was Walking Dead. So there was not a huge, but kind of a big death at the end of the previous issue.
Right. Dwight, was it?
Yeah, Dwight got killed.
Other side of his face ironed?
I wish. That actually would have been a better
job. Evened him out?
Rick.
Rick killed him.
Yeah, because, so, they're in the Commonwealth, and he was going to kill their leader, and had a gun pointed at her, and Rick was, like, trying to de-escalate the situation, and...
So he murdered somebody?
Yeah, Dwight just wasn't having it, and they've had problems before, so he just, you know, eliminated the problem.
Well, that's gonna be put a... A kink in with the saviors.
Well, not necessarily though.
Well, I can't remember in the book. Was he still in charge of them? Because like
he wasn't in charge.
He
of
was just
anymore.
In charge of the army.
Yeah, he was in charge of the army. Sherry was in charge of the saviors, and she actually got killed by Rick too.
Yeah, yeah. I've read that far.
So. In this, you know, the governor kind of exploits this.
Is that what they call her? Yeah. And the governor
exploits the whole thing for political purposes. The army,
call him Miss Governor.
Yeah, the army is kind of like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this anymore. And as Mercer, who is their leader, says that, of course, you know, one of the underlings from the governor overhears it, and we'll see. You know, it's unfortunate that it's just more the same, but I've been in it for 187 issues, so I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'll keep reading.
Yeah, just, I hear you talk about it, just feels like it's the same thing, rinse, repeat,
yeah, over and over again. Unfortunately, it kind of feels that way.
So. Okay.
Colin?
I only have a couple more.
Well,
real quick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, Walking Dead... dip in terms of?
Yes. Yeah, it's dipped a lot. I think part of the problem is that there's a feeling of it's not going anywhere. It's just kind of meandering.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be, you know, there's not a driving force. It's like, oh, they're here, and then you get another situation that's kind of similar to a situation before. It's just...
Right.
I think that's a big complaint. But then, you know, they'll get a big moment, and that kind of rejuvenates it.
Do you think the...
It also slows when the show's not on.
I was going to say, do you think, what, like, because with people not digging the show as much the past couple years, does that have a...
Yeah. The other thing a lot of stores are noticing is the trade sales are way down. Like, for a while there, it was just booming, and you could barely keep it in stock, and now it's like, yeah, I used to order 25 of the new trade, now I order 10, you know, and it just, everything slowed on it a little. So, the ones I read, Conan, number one, really good issue. Jason Aaron is a real fan. I know he posted a picture of all of his paperbacks of the series, well read and everything. This first one, starts off with a younger Conan, winning this fight against these guys and gets kind of seduced by this witch who is trying to use warrior blood to bring back this ancient creature. And it starts using his blood. It starts to come back. And he's able to break free, and he kills her and escapes. And then later on, now he's king, and there's a great battlefield, and he's out there, and there's these two children gathering up dead bodies. And he's, you know, what are you doing? And they said they're gathering bodies for this god that she had been trying to. And they basically stab him in the back, and then it shows this witch that he had almost decapitated sitting there with her head still partially off, and these kids working for her, so... A little sorcery, sword and sorcery, you know, it's kind of the standard. But it was good. The art was real good. I was impressed. I thought it was really, really a good issue. Man Without Fear, this is a little weekly one. At the end of Charles Soule's run, basically Daredevil's left in a coma. And in this, he's kind of going through, you know, he's being visited kind of by his ghosts of past, and all these different incarnations of him kind of tormenting him as to, you know, is he really without fear and things like that. It was just really good, a little, you know, kind of psychoanalysis. Also has Foggy talking to him in real life and how the people in his life are going without him. So it was really good. The first issue was really good. It's a weekly one, but number one was quite good. And then lastly, Wolverine the Long Night. This was a podcast that they have now turned into a thing. And it's almost, I recommended it to Tim, and he'd already read it, because it's almost like a true crime podcast. Yeah. It's taking place...
Benjamin Percy did it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's taking place up in Alaska. There's been some murders. The FBI is there to investigate. You know, it basically looks like Wolverine committed these, you know, three... you know, claw marks, and it even goes through metal, and story of how he was up there working on this boat and stuff. So very interesting. Really makes me want to listen to the podcast, because I think this was really well done. So that's all I read, in addition to what
I think I saw that they got a season 2 for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Got announced.
And I'm sure they can do something completely different. Oh, yeah. That's something that can go on.
It's a hard to get reviewed. They'll let anyone make a podcast.
Pretty much, yeah, if they let us do it.
So what's coming out next week, Colin?
Next week, we have another good week of books. We have a new Adventure Time book for you Adventure Time fans, Marcy and Simon. Spider-Man 13, rolling right along. I just like the name of this one, Appalachian Apocalypse. You know, how bad can that be? Avatar Sute's Path. This is a follow-up to the Avatar movie by James Cameron. What it said is it's exploring some of the things that was just touched upon in the movie. A little bit fleshing it out a little bit. Batman Who Laughs number 2 is next week. So that had a real cliffhanger ending. So I'm excited to see where this one goes. Black Widow has a new series, and the number 1's coming out of that. Captain Ginger number 4. You hear that, James? Captain Ginger number 4. Pick it up. Don't miss out. Catwoman number 7. Still rolling along. Conan the Barbarian number 2. So if you like number 1, I think you'll be back for number 2. Detective Comics 996. We'll see where this is going. Fantastic Four number 6. Firefly number 3, that one is doing quite well as well. Hawkman number 8, it was funny, Pat's like, why did you highlight that? Because it's been selling really, really, really well, and people are really enjoying it.
It's really good.
Yep.
No, my question is, just, it's a number 8.
Yeah, that's, but it's just, it's one of those that's been popular, and I wanted to let people know, hey,
really enjoyed come that book.
On up. Yeah. Immortal Hulk number 11, the only reason I highlighted this, all my shelf copies were damaged, so this is, I have my replacements coming in. Invaders number 1, this is by Chip Zdarsky. Man Without Fear number 3. Marvel Comics Presents is a new kind of anthology book that's coming. Marvel Tales Venom is a little kind of like best of Venom book. Middle West number 3, people are, again, really enjoying this one by Scotty Young. Return of Wolverine 4, we're almost getting to him being back. Shadow Man number 11, that's just for you, Josh.
No one else can buy it. One copy coming
that's
in.
That's right, yep, that's all I have. Star Wars Age of Republic Special. This is a little, the last issue of the first wave of this. And it's funny because it's got a Jar Jar story and a Mace Windu story, and then like two bad guys in it. But like people who didn't quite deserve their own book, they're getting like four little stories in a book. Because nobody wants to read an entire issue of Jar Jar.
I was going to say, Jar Jar, you should have at least a miniseries.
Yeah, no.
Maxi series.
So we have Superman number 7, so that's moving along. We'll see what happens after the end, because this is the first one after the end of the first arc. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder in Hell. So that should be fun. And then Uncanny X-Men number 10, so we're getting really close to the big dramatic ending, which is leading towards Age of X-Man. So that's all I got. Who's texting me? Okay. So that's what we got. As always, if you're looking for me, you can find me here at the store, PittsburghComics.com, Pittsburgh Comics on Facebook, and PGH Comics at Twitter and Instagram. We're having a signing next Thursday for Null Fairies, Chad Ciccone, and Sora Song, I believe, is the cover artist. Mm-hmm. Are going to be here from 6 to 8 next Thursday. So if you want to meet them and talk to them about his new book, it came out today, so I have copies here.
I think she's the variant cover.
Yeah, she did the variant cover of one of them, but he's really been talking her up. Yeah. So they'll be here. And
Her's pretty good. I looked up some of her the other day, and it was all pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so I think that's all we got. Another good week of books.
What's your book club book?
Book club book is Umbrella Academy. I just got some in. Said I think I only have one left right now. So
no, you don't have any left.
Oh, they're gone? Okay. So I'll have to get more in next week.
Because I was going
to
buy one, but wasn't any left.
I forgot to order more because I had three left when I was doing my reorder.
And what's the special this month?
The special is Spider-Man because of the popularity of the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie.
Spider-Man?
I figured I'd do Spider-Man, so double points on all Spider-Man graphic novels, and there are a lot to choose from.
You had any Spider-Hams?
No, they really don't have any Spider-Ham books. There was one, like in the Kids Digest one, but it's long out of print, I'm pretty sure.
Peter Parker.
That's all we got. We're about to venture out into the snow. So, I think that's all we got. Spencer.
That's a podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.